Well, I strongly believe it's important to build positive relationships with your students. So that is what's important to me. Every day, I make sure to take the time to get to know each student. And then I think it's important, too, to share a little bit about my life with them so that that relationship and bond can grow stronger.
Is it hard being a teacher these days in Kansas?
It can be challenging, but totally worth it. I feel like I've been called to be a teacher, and it's one of those things that I enjoy it, and I do it for the kids. And my goal is to make sure every kid that leaves my classrooms that they know that they're loved and that they know how to be good citizens and are able to continue their education.
Tell me a little bit about you. Are you originally from the Barryton area?
Or? I'm from Topeka. I graduated from Hayden High School. And then I graduated from Washburn University.
And did you graduate in both cases with a love of history yourself?
Actually, no, I didn't. I really didn't start to cherish and love history until I became a teacher. I guess that was pretty much my motivation on how to make it more exciting for my students is I thought it was boring to just read from a textbook and or just to get different worksheets. So I knew I had to find a way to make it more exciting and engaging for my students.
So in a way, you had to find a way to engage yourself as someone who right off the bat wasn't that interested in history.
Yes.
Well, I guess the big question everyone is waiting for is, what do you plan to do with your $25,000 award?
Well, I'm for sure going to pay off the rest of my student loan. And then, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I just bought a new car, so I guess I could pay off my new car. And I'm sure I'll use some of the money for my classroom.
You're like every other teacher I've ever known. You're going to spend some of that money on school supplies.
Yeah, the one thing I really want to do, which is I want to get some robots for my classroom.
Robots?
Yeah, just like the robotics, and because you can do so much. You can use them in math, you can use them in science, and just give the kids the opportunity to explore and program the robots.
Final question. Since you have placed your school in the spotlight today by winning this prize, tell us something about Barryton Elementary School.
I would say it's the best school. It's very welcoming, and it feels like a family. And we're all here to do what's best for children, and we push each other each day to be better educators.